Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to chat with Dallas County Public Health Information Officer Ann Cochran.
The contact tracing process has been a very vital part in containing COVID-19 as much as possible and trying to mitigate it as best as we can. Can you just kind of educate me on what that process looks like and maybe anybody who's not familiar with how Dallas County Public Health kind of runs that and how that operation works?
Sure, that's a good question. Anyone who has been tested for COVID-19 and is positive is then put on a list, and whoever their local public health entity is, that public health will contact the individual. And some lines of questioning include who lives in your household, who have you had contact with, and the purpose of this is not just for public health to be nosy, but for the information to be used so that we can figure out who else might be positive for COVID right now. And then as far as exposure, it's important to remember that generally what we're talking about is contact with somebody within 6 feet, you know, less than that 6 feet distance, and for a sustained period of time, which would be at least 15 minutes. So not necessarily someone you walked past in the grocery store, but someone who maybe you shared a car with, you were in a vehicle with for at least 15 minutes. That could be a potential exposure. And then what would happen is then that person would be contacted by public health as well to find out, you know, how are you feeling? Have you been tested? And so forth.
Oh, awesome. And now that we're a couple of weeks into the school year, I just talked with an area principal, and so far that the consensus has been a lot of positivity as far as optimism goes, with schools and a lot of mitigation efforts being put in place to keep everyone as safe as possible. Can you kind of educate me on what you've been seeing, what you've been hearing through your role with County Health?
I agree. I think that most people are more than willing to go out of their way to make things safe for our students and for the faculty and staff that serve them. Children really are wanting to get back together with their friends, and all of the different measures that we can all the different measures that we can put in place to ensure a safe return to school, I think will really pay off. The education of our children is so important that we want to make sure that the school year is a success. And all the different schools are set up differently, and that's why it's important that we continue as Iowans to look at each independent school district and decide what is the best for each one of them, what can we do in our building, in the way we have things set up, the number of students we have in our building, to follow all of the good guidelines, but make it make sense for our population.
And then one final related topic I want to talk to you about today is, and something you've written about recently, is fall gatherings, a big one over the weekend with Labor Day, but certainly not the last time people are used to celebrating in the fall. But and it's easy to kind of get lazy with COVID guidelines and safety precautions. So can you kind of just educate me on what people should have on their radar if they are going to have some type of fall gathering?
Right. Well, really, one of the wonderful things about having a party of any kind in the fall is to have it outside, because generally it's great weather. Usually the air is dry. The colors are beautiful on the leaves, and it's just kind of an enjoyable time to be outside, which really helps. However, just because you're outside doesn't mean that you can have a big group of people that are all crowded up next to one another. So it is important to stay distanced, to keep that in mind. If you are hosting an event, try to set up your outdoor party so that everything isn't all in one spot. So, for instance, food and drinks have several different stations so that not everybody has to crowd around the same table to get the main course. Another thing is to just think about seating. Spread the chairs out way more than you usually would. Just have a lot of activities that don't involve people sitting directly across a small table from one another. Those are all things that we can do to help. Everybody needs some fun, and it's great to celebrate fall and harvest and all the great things in the fall. But we can do those things in a safe way.
And just to kind of piggyback on that, it sounds like these are relatively minor adjustments to a fall gathering or a party, but how impactful can just those little things be as far as having separate stations, having something like a hand-washing station available or hand sanitizer? How impactful can that be to mitigating this virus?
Oh, huge. If just one person at a gathering of 30 people has COVID and is spreading germs, if they have close interaction with any of those people, that would be one more person that could potentially come down with COVID. If we all stay separated and if we have to be indoors, if we're all wearing masks, that could cut down. And if you think about it, at that party, if there's 30 people, those 30 people are going to go home, they're going to go to workplaces or school, and that just I'm sorry, Brandon. It just increases the number of people that will end up getting the germs.
Awesome. Well, as always, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else you'd like to highlight while I have you here?
I know that everyone is thankful to get some rain without wind, but one more reminder, if you were impacted by the derecho and you lost food, the Iowa disaster funding can help you. If you lost food, you have 10 calendar days from the date you discovered your food loss. So it might be something that was in a freezer that you seldom use, and you just now realized that the food that's in it has indeed spoiled. You can still contact New Opportunities in Perry, and they can help you out as far as getting reimbursed for some of the costs of that food. The New Opportunities office number is 515-465-5185.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Public Health Information Officer Ann Cochran. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.